story of how we brought me from the other side. When I reach Kansas City, the gates swing open wide. I'm gonna sing redemption story of how we brought me from the other side. Saved by grace, I've been saved by grace. My name is in the book of life, and my sins are washed away. Saved by grace, I've been saved by grace. It's not what I deserve, but I'm saved.
What a broadcast we're going to have. I hope you'll hear every word of it. I hope you'll be a part of it. And I hope it will be a blessing to you. That is my goal today, I promise you. Now, listen to the subject. It's kind of overwhelming, but I want you to hear it. Listen, the sodomite perversion is preparing the world for the Antichrist. The sodomite perversion is preparing the world for the Antichrist. Well, I don't know what to... Come on here. I guess you're here. Yeah, you got me, but I wasn't getting me. But I got me now, I hope. I think I have. Hey, it's a joy to be here. We're going to have a great broadcast together. I wasn't getting me for a minute, but I've got me now. Now, in just a moment, I'm going to play you something that... I'm going to play you something that President Bush... Oh, brother. President Obama said. I want to play you something that'll take your breath away. It's overwhelming. And then once I play it for you, then I want you to make sure that you tell everybody you know to listen to the rest of this broadcast. I want you to get on your phones. I want you to start making some calls. And I want you to say to people, hey, you got to hear this. You really have got to hear this. It's overwhelming. Do you understand that the sodomite perversion, the invasion of sodomite activity, the same-sex marriage agenda that's gripping America. Do you understand that it's preparing this world for the Antichrist? Preparing this world for what's going to happen after the bride has gone. After Jesus has come and raptured the saints of God, it's going to be a world that's not going to be beautiful, friend. And this whole spirit, this whole sodomite spirit is simply preparing the world for that. Now, I'm going to do something that I've never done, okay? And so I hope I don't have any problems with it. I trust I won't, but yeah, you know, this is new. All this equipment I got here is new, but I want you to hear something that Obama said. I really do. I'm telling you, this will overwhelm you, and I want you to hear it. It's very powerful, and I've got to play it. I got to change things a little bit to play it for you, but here it goes. Listen.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
When people surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign. I hope you heard that. I hope you heard that. I want to play it again because I want you to get what President Obama is saying. If you will get what he's saying, it will overwhelm you. What? Let's just do something here. Let's just play it again for you.
Order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
When individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign. Did you hear that? Did you hear what he is planning for you? Well, we've been knowing that. We've been saying that, but we've never heard him say that. I just got that this morning, and it blew my mind. Now, it's going to be in the article I'm going to give to you today, the link, so you can go and hear it. I don't want to print it for you. I want you to hear it and watch him when he says it. He's talking to an audience of people, looks like the United Nations in New York. I'm not sure. It may have been in some other country because the language underneath was not English. but it's been translated. Listen to me, friend. You listen to me, dear friend. We are living in a dangerous hour. It is overwhelming. Now, the Antichrist is going to appear. How soon? We don't know the exact date or time. If we're not on the verge of that, I know of no way we could be on the verge of it. I really don't. I mean, we are just there. There's no ifs, there's no ands. We are just there, right at the door. And we don't know the day. We don't know the hour. I don't set dates. I've always been careful with that. That's God's business. But I'm here to tell you, we are close. Now, I want to play that again for your friends and neighbors. So you need to call everybody you know and let them hear him say, we are too small-minded to govern ourselves. We're not big enough. We're not smart enough. We've been hearing that from the liberals for years. But finally, Obama is saying it so plain that you can understand it. We need a sovereign, he said, an all-powerful sovereign. Did you hear that? An all-powerful sovereign. Did you hear that? My dear friend, I want you to understand this is a dangerous hour. This is overwhelmingly dangerous, but by the grace of God, by the grace of God, it's going to be okay. I promise you that. By the grace of God, it's going to be okay. And we're going to survive this thing. We really are. We're going to believe in the Bible. We're going to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. We're going to know that God is faithful. Never fails, that he's always on time, that he's always does what he's supposed to do, that God is a faithful God. Now, I've been having all kinds of problems with this thing, and today, the only problem is I can't hear it. It won't play it for me. Well, you know, that's okay. I can do it without hearing. I promise you that. And let's go to the Bible, the book of Revelation chapter 13, because I want to show you that Antichrist is indeed coming. There's no ifs, there's no ands. The Antichrist is going to appear. It is at the door. It is any moment now. We don't know the day. We don't know the hour. We just know he is coming. We know that Antichrist is going to follow the rapture of the church. And I'm telling you, I'm going to be ready if there's any such thing as my being ready. I'm ready. I'm telling you, I got to be ready, and you got to be ready. I don't want you to miss it. I really don't. I want you to go with Jesus when he comes. I want you to go with Jesus when he comes. Now, I think I got me fixed. There's a line, and lines tend to do this on me. They break down. Well, I thought I had it. We'll see. But listen to me. Listen to me. Let's go to the Bible. Let's see what the book says, okay? That's what's most important, is what does the Bible say? What does the Holy Scripture say? And I stood up on the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his head, or his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his head, the name of blasphemy. Now, this is the Antichrist. I'm going to give you in a minute the character of the Antichrist, and I want you to listen to me carefully, because everything you can hear in the character of the Antichrist, you can see it today. It's evident. It's everywhere. It is an overwhelming fact, and we know that. No question about it. No question about it. Feedback is not good, they say. Over-modulated. Let's cut it down a little bit. That will help, okay? They say I was over-modulated, and I probably was. But I like to hear it loud, to be real honest with you. But we're going to get it down to where it's not any feedback. Everybody okay? How about that? Everybody okay? Now the Bible. Let's see what it says. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, that's the devil, gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Now make a statement in this article you're going to get. And I don't mind telling you what I said, because I'm not proud of it. But it's the fact. President Barack Obama is a clever tool of the devil. There's never been a man so determined to cram same-sex marriage and homosexuality, sodomy, down the throats of America as that man is determined to do. And we're not smart enough to know what's right and wrong. We're not smart enough to govern ourselves. We got to have him to do it, or somebody like him. He wants to be the one, I promise you. Listen to this. Satan literally possesses this blind, pitiful man. Satan possesses him. and is literally making a fool out of him, to be honest with you. And the American media, the Democrat Party, Hillary Clinton, and all of that crowd, they are so determined to maintain power. They are so determined to rule your life that they'll let him destroy America if he needs to, so that they can be in charge and they can rule this nation. Now, my dear friends, this is an awesome hour. Listen to me. I want to give you the character of that Antichrist, the things that he's determined to do. These are the things that express the nature. Now, listen to the Democrat Party. Listen to Barack Obama. Listen to all of his tool pigeons that share with him the power that he has. And Kay Hagan, right here in North Carolina, is one of them. He loves any religion except the faith of the Holy Bible. That's the Antichrist, and that's Barack Obama. He loves any religion but the faith of the Bible. He absolutely hates biblical Christianity. That's the Antichrist. That's Barack Obama. He actually hates Christianity. He loves any kind of vile behavior. Have you read the list of the people who were aliens to America? They were here by false pretense, and they were in jail for all kinds of things, like even murdering children, even abusing children, and he turned them loose. Over 1,000 of them. I just read that other day. He loves any kind of vile behavior. That's the Antichrist. That's Barack Obama. He hates the Jews, and he hates Israel. That's the Antichrist, and that's Barack Obama. He is a blasphemer and quick to blaspheme our God. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. The devil hates Christianity. The Antichrist hates biblical Christianity. They hate Bible-believing people, and so does Barack Obama. I'm amazed at it. He loves abortion or killing the unborn children. He has a passion for sodomy. No doubt about it. Both the Antichrist and Barack Obama. He is a persecutor of devoted Christians. Look at what's happening. Look at what the Hobby Lobby had to do not to pay insurance for people to have abortions. Listen to this. Utterly determined to control the people of the world. You just heard him say it. You just heard him say it. Now, friend, here I sit, braining you, doing my best to help you understand the coming of the Antichrist and help you see the figures out there. The whole Democrat Party has gone in the direction of everything I just read to you. I wrote this without any thought of them. I wrote this only thinking of the Antichrist. But it applies precisely to the Democrat Party and to Barack Obama and to Kay Hayden and to Pelosi, whatever her name is, and for Harry Reid. It is amazing to me. Now, I want to hear from you. I want to hear your remarks, your criticism, your questions, whatever you got to say. But before, I want to play again what exactly you heard. I want you to hear it. I want to make sure there's no doubt about it. Listen.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
Now, I want you to hear that again. You've got to hear that until you hear that, because I'm overwhelmed by it.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
When individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign. How many of you are ready? Are you ready to surrender your rights? Decide nothing for yourself. Surrendering it all to an all-powerful sovereign. And he wants to be that all-powerful sovereign. Now, friend, if this doesn't shake you down to the very core of your being, I don't know what it would take to shake you. I didn't plan that. It came to me by friends. I've got them all over the country, really all over the world. They send me all kinds of things. Some of it, you know, sometimes is a little bit off the wall. That's okay. I'm glad that they send it to me, because they may not have even believed it, but wanted me to hear what was saying. But I'm here to tell you, we are in one more dangerous hour. I don't know how to describe it, except to tell you it is so dangerous that it overwhelms me. It is so dangerous. Now, I want to hear from you. Let's go to the internet here and see what you may be saying. The lines are open. 1-800-338. Let's go to the internet. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Now, I want to hear from you. I'll email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Our local number, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Email again, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, I got an article right here in my hands that I want to send you. It's the name of it is "The Sodomite Perversion is Preparing the World for Antichrist." I want to send it to you. You will get with it, you will also get the link to what I just played for you. And you can go and hear it. You can go and listen to it. You can go and watch it. And I am almost positive from the scene. I don't have the whole speech. I wish I did. And maybe somebody out there has it and will send it to me. And then I'll make it available to you. But you have what I played for you on tape, on a video. You can see the president himself. You can hear it coming out of his mouth. There's no question. There's no ifs and ands. Now, let's take a call here. You are on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air? May I help you, please? I'm sorry. Let me get the right button here. You on the air?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good. Not this week, but last week, week before last, I was, by the hand of Providence, was summoned to Texas unexpectedly on some family business, and my God and Savior Jesus Christ solved that problem. And I was so thankful that I was there. I know one of the reasons he brought me there. I was in a suburb of Houston, Texas, and the mayor of that city, a lady mayor, had tried to pass an ordinance whereby people of different genders could go into whatever restroom that they wanted to go into in a restaurant or anything.
I understand that did pass.
Sir?
That did pass.
Okay. And so there were only five churches in that area decided they were going to do something about that. And they got a petition up. And they got 50. They only needed 17,000 names. They got
50,000. 50,000.
And so the duly appointed authorities were examining the list to make sure the names were all valid, and they only needed 17,000, and they stopped at 19,000. They were 2,000 more than what they needed. Well, this lady was so incensed that she said, "I don't like these people," and she ordered her city attorney to issue subpoenas against these churches. She wanted all of their emails.
Now, you know we have been talking about that already on the broadcast.
No, I didn't hear you last.
That was you didn't hear last week. We talked about it.
Okay, well, I was there when all of that happened, but when I got back, I thought my wife had bought me a copy of Rabbi Jonathan Kahn's Mystery of the Shemitah. He's the one that wrote the Harbinger, and
you know, I am against that Harbinger because it is not pre-trib rapture; it is post-millennialism.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the thing is, the Shemitah. I only glanced at the Harbinger, but I read the entire Shemitah. Is powerful stuff, because we're living at a very dark hour. This country is facing impending judgment.
Unquestionably, sir. Unquestionably. We've never been so close. Did you just hear what Barack Obama said?
Yes, sir. I that's amazing.
Did you know he would say something like that?
Yes, sir. Indeed, I do. I know some things. If they would... The authorities would come find me if I told you things I know to be a fact.
Well, let them come find you. I'll visit you in jail.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. Tell us.
Well, actually, before the election, I knew there's some very suspicious things involving him and his sexual orientation involving his former church. There were several young men with whom he and this was actually on the internet, and it was written by a reputable reporter who wrote for a publication that I used to get years ago. I think his name is Thorne, his last name, Dick Thorne, if I'm not mistaken. And that the Chicago's police had investigated, and they were these young men who were involved in the alternate lifestyle all died suspicious deaths. One of them was the choir director
at his former church.
Yeah, and so
the man is so questionable, and I don't understand anybody doubting that. But so many people, like Rush Limbaugh says, they are low information voters. They have very little, if any, information. All they do is vote for the man because of the color of his skin.
Well, I mean,
and because he's a Democrat.
Let's get sympathetic with the black population.
Oh, I love the black population.
A lot over the years,
thousands and millions of friends among them.
And I've been involved. I know about Emmett Till, and I mean, I'm very burdened. I've been involved with all sorts of things in my entire life. My father was connected to the black community. He worked as a DJ at the first probably biracial station, WGIV, back in the early late 40s, early 1950s. He knew so many leaders of the black community that one of the mayoral candidates wanted him to be his campaign manager. So I'm very sympathetic, and they've been through so much.
They really have. It's not fair what has happened to the wonderful people in the black communities of America. And I'm their friend. Our school has a lot of wonderful black children. We love them to death. We are completely colorblind. God made everybody of one blood for to dwell on the face of this earth.
But the ones that don't know are easy prey to some of the most vicious think tank plotters. The people that put his campaign together, and he himself knows that they're taking advantage of this, and they're shamelessly using these people. They are not their friends. And because they have been so programmed and they're so upset about the racial problems and so forth, that they don't even want to think about it. They say, well, I'm going to...
And too many of them are dependent on government, a handout. Many of them really need that handout, but many of them are just like a lot of white people. They're lazy. And they're going to take anything they can take and not have to work for it. We just got a world with a lot of those kind of people.
It's been planned that way. And this
yes, it has. The government wants control. Just exactly what Barack Obama just said. The people, the ordinary people, are not smart enough to run their own lives. They need an ultimate, total sovereign to decide everything for them.
And Ben Carson, Ben Carson is actually what they think Barack Obama is. And very few African Americans even know who he is.
Why? Because he's a good man.
And the man who plays Ben Carson in the movie Gifted Hands is an actor named Cuba Gooding Jr. I have actually met far more African American young people that know who Cuba Gooding Jr. is, but they don't know who the man he portrays in the movie is.
Listen, thank you for calling. Let me move on to some other questions and callers. You always are a blessing. And I will be glad to visit you in jail if you decide to go ahead and tell those secret things that you're scared to tell.
All right.
And I want you to tell them over this broadcast, okay?
I
don't want you to tell them on WBT or WSOC. It's got to be on Open Bible Dialogue.
Okay, all right.
Thank you. God bless you. Hey, you know, we live right in a closing hour, and I want to say to all of my wonderful black friends, please don't be hamstrung by these people any longer. Please do not stand by these people any longer and let them control your life. Don't let Barack Obama become that all-powerful sovereign that thinks you don't know how to run your own life and he wants to do it for you, okay? Don't you let it happen. I'm talking to my black friends all over North Carolina especially, but really all over the world. And I'm telling you, this Bible is the final word. Somebody says you ought not be involved in politics. You can't be involved in the Bible today and not be involved in politics. Because this Bible is right where the politicians are. The politicians are right now getting ready to prepare this world. In fact, it's ready for the Antichrist. And they think that they're going to be the great friends of the Antichrist, whom they think may be the real Christ. And they're going to help run things. And the devil's only making a fool out of them. I'm telling you, because the rapture is what's next. The rapture is what's next. Don't you miss getting this article now. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, and grab your phones. All over the city of Charlotte, all over North Carolina, anywhere in the world, grab your phone. I want to hear from you. 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. Local 704-391-0588. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. That's jrc@paulcreek.org. I'm telling you, we've really come up with some good stuff here. The things we're saying to you are breathtaking. Let's go here to, here's the scripture. Have you read Jonathan Kahn's book? No, I have not. The Mystery of the Shemata, the seventh year, a Sabbath of rest. He predicted, when anybody predicts anything like that, I'm here to tell you, don't pay it any attention. Don't pay it. I don't believe in anybody setting dates. That's always dangerous. And you can always tell the false people by the way they are determined to set dates. Why are you obsessed over gay marriage? It has nothing to do with you. It's none of your business. So keep your myths away. Are your mouth shut? Myths away. All right. Your God is fictional. That's an email. My God is fictional. See, that's the Antichrist. He hates God Jehovah. And this person is a part of the Antichrist thinking. He's into his thinking, probably deviously. He's probably maybe a real decent, nice man, a nice woman. Who knows what a dear person it may be. But they have the wrong information. They rule by the wrong power. They under the wrong forces of thinking. They've been delusional or have become delusional. No doubt about it. Please, please, I want to hear from you. You are important to me. I want you to know that. You are important to me. Well, I'm trying to see what we have here. Here's somebody, will the beast be the Muslim church? No. The beast will be an apostate believer of the Christian faith. The beast, the Antichrist, and the beast will be apostate Christians. Apostate Christians, no doubt about it. That's as clear in the Bible. What do I need to tell you to prove it? I'm not sure what to say to prove it because the Bible is so full of it. It's very clear. The Antichrist and the beast is going to be an apostate believer. They're going to be part of the apostatized Christian world. Not just Catholicism, which is big in the mix, but the Charismatics. Now the Presbyterians, the Episcopalians, the Methodists. I don't know any. They're not yet in the middle of it. The Rick Warren crowd. I mean, they're all reaching for a new world order. They into postmillennialism. Anybody into postmillennialism that's denying the pre-trib rapture does not understand prophecy in this Bible. They, in many cases, are wonderful people. We're not putting nobody down. We're not even putting the president down. We don't know what he is in the dark, or when he's alone, or when he's outside of the realm of the media. We don't really know. But we do know where he's been led to believe, what he's been led to believe, and where he's been led to serve, and how he's doing the bad things that serve only the Antichrist. Okay? So I'm not here to put nobody down. I'm not here to cut somebody to the ground. Many wonderful people have the total wrong ideas. They're some of the most wonderful Catholic people in this world who serve people, who serve others, who are devoted, who give their life of compassion for people who hurt. Oh, yes. Well, we're not against none of that. We're talking about truth, the biblical truth of the Bible, the coming of the Lord. The Great Tribulation Period. Now, let's have some calls. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. I want to hear from you. Now, are you calling all your neighbors and all your friends? I would like for 10 million people to hear Barack Obama say what I just played earlier him saying. I would like 10 million people in the next 10 days. The next 10 days before the vote. On November the 4th, they need to hear this, and they need to understand the whole Democrat Party has become one with Barack Obama. They're doing everything they can for him. They vote 96 to 99% with him. For instance, Kay Hagan, what is it, 99% or is it 96% her voting record with Barack Obama? Did you know that during that that time of all the extra money for promoting, you know, the need of America and getting America back on its feet, and they had all these millions of dollars that Kay Hagan's husband, a big millionaire businessman, got nearly $400,000 of that money. Nearly $400,000 of that money. I saw that documentation this week. It blew my mind. It blew my mind. I'm telling you, the cronies of Barack Obama have really served well. They have really got paid for their homage to him. They really have. I wish you could see the records. Get on the internet and quit being a low information voter, okay? Make sure you know what's going on. It's imperative that you know what's going on, my dear friend. Very, very imperative. And you on the air, may I help you, please? Oh, they're not there. Hang them up and try again. Sometimes that happens. It's not their fault. Those ladies are doing a good job. But this telephone sometimes will not transfer and say, I can't get them. And as soon as she's able to get it clicking, I'll go to that. Hey, call quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Ladies, if you'll put that on, take it back off a hold and tell them you're going to try again. And then click it real fast. We'll do our best to get them on the line. We're looking for your call. We're looking for your call. You're important. You're important. We want you on the line with us. We really do. You on the air? Oh, I picked up the phone. I don't know why I did that. You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, I hung up on that one. that was my fault. I picked up the phone when I know better. I get amazed sometimes at some things I do. You know, we are human beings. How many know that? We are human beings. Let's see if I've got it now. You are on the air? Are you there? All right, call again. Quickly, grab your phone. There's two calls there I messed up. One of them I messed up. So grab your phone, both of you. Call right back. I want you on the line. I want to hear from you. Hey, if you are bothered by this, call and let's talk about it. If you really feel like this is off the key, I would like to hear from you. I'm not here because I'm just trying to talk to my friends. I'm here to talk to everybody. I'm here to try to get you to understand what's happened in America and that the appearance of the Antichrist is even at the door. Do you understand that? Even at the door. And I'm waiting for those to call back. I'm so sorry. I messed up the second one. The first one just did not get through to me. And so they will call back, I hope. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Now, when you read this 13th chapter of Revelation and all about this Antichrist, all about his blasphemy, listen, and they worship the dragon, that's the devil, which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given him to continue 42 months. My dear friend, listen to me. Listen to me. We are in the darkest hour you can imagine. The darkest hour you can imagine. You're on the line. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers. I know we're supposed to be, we love people, and we're supposed to be peaceful people. But
we are peaceful people, aren't we?
Yes, sir. But how come you don't see none of the churches like in these big cities? Why don't they do peaceful demonstrations against all this stuff you say is going on? Why is everybody quiet, I mean?
Well, you know, the church is just, how do you say it? Here, I said it in my article. The church is mostly in the devil's pocket. The church is mostly in the devil's pocket. That almost sounds horrible to say, but is that not the truth?
Well, I would say at the very least, most churches in a loud deceit and fake, but it's just amazing to me. We could do peaceful demonstrations or something.
Yeah, well, isn't that the truth? I'm getting ready to start preaching on the streets of Charlotte. I feel like the Holy Spirit has really dealt with me to go to the core and start preaching these great truths right up on Main Street. And somebody says they're going to put you in jail. I said, well, I'll get some rest. I stay busy 7 days a week, and so that's how I can get some rest.
Well, I know those.
But what's wrong with the church? I don't know. It's pitiful. Well, listen, just face it. The Bible said when the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith on the earth? The church is so cold and indifferent. You've got to be living in the power of the Holy Spirit to understand this Bible, to understand prophecy. I mean, if you don't believe in the book of Revelation, you're never going to understand prophecy. And much of the world doesn't even believe in the book of Revelation.
Well, I'm out here in the boondocks, and I mean, we don't have a much influence, but I know you can get a permit from a city to do a peaceful walk. Everybody else does it.
Yeah, we can do it, and that's coming, okay? So you going to come down and walk with me?
Well, if I can get down there.
All right. God bless you. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, good afternoon, Brother Chambers.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call. I listened to the clip that you played before about President Obama. Now, I certainly want to preface by saying I am totally in agreement with you in opposing his whole agenda. However, the clip that you played was completely taken out of context.
How could that have been taken out of context?
You have to understand that the editors can splice and dice and put things together and cut out.
All right, now you need to prove that, though, rather than just saying it, okay?
Sure.
Will you send me the whole article?
Okay. I sent you an article. I sent you an email from The Blaze. So, for example, where it says the clip has him saying ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. He didn't say that, or that's not what he intended.
All right, now you just wait right there. I want to play it again, okay? I want you to hear it. And we're going to play it again, and let's just see if we can understand what he said. Let me make sure I get it here. Here we are. Now I'm going to play it again. Okay, here we go.
No, you're missing the point. You're falling.
Hey, are you going to listen or are you going to talk?
Too small-minded to govern their own
affairs. You're going to play something that I've already heard, and I'm trying to tell you it's been edited.
I'm going to cut you down so they can't hear you, and I'll be back to you, so hold the line. Listen. I want you to hear this again. This man is saying that was spliced and diced.
For the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
Now, there's no way. I'm looking straight at his face. I'm watching for any kind of cut.
For the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
Now there's no doubt about it. That man said exactly what I just played. Are you there? Well, he's gone. See, people will not believe when you show them and play it in front of them, and play it to them, and they still won't believe it. They still won't believe it. Now, what do I do? I want that whole article. I want to look at it. I want to hear it from beginning to end. I hope I will have that opportunity. I hope that man, are you still there, sir? Are you still there? I want to hear you if you're still there.
I'm still there.
Okay.
But it's from The Blaze. They try to decide whether something is true or false.
The Blade belongs to the homosexual world.
Oh, well, okay, but they looked at it and they said, did he really say that? No. They gave his whole speech.
See, that's their crowd trying to discount and trying to keep people from believing what they just heard. Sir, I know what I just heard. I watched his lips. I watched the place he was at, the people he was speaking to. He said exactly what I played.
It has been edited. I'm telling you, it's been edited.
So you can see when something has been edited. You can't watch a man stand there and no cut in his face, in his appearance, and not know whether it's been edited or not.
They can't.
All right, let me go on. You're not going to believe nothing I tell you, and so I'm moving on. Folks, this is where we're at. That crowd of liberals out there, that crowd that belonged to Barack Obama, the Democrat Party, they will do anything. They will tell any lie they need to tell to cover their case. to cover what they're doing, to cover the efforts they're making. Everybody is talking that Obama is determined to take over America for the liberals so that never again can there be a conservative person elected. Everybody knows that, that's involved in listening and hearing and keeping up with what the man is saying. And so, there's no question. Anybody else? Let's hear from you. I'll do anything I can. Do you have a link for Obama soundbite? I have link. I'm sending it to everybody who calls this office and asks for this booklet with the link in it. Everybody who calls this office and asks for this this link will be in the booklet, and you'll have it. And if they, if somebody will get me that whole article, that whole speech, every bit of it, I will make every bit of it available to you, and I will eat crow if I'm wrong. I will do it with joy. I am here to be an honest man and to bring you the facts, and I'm telling you, this whole nation is at stake. Our future is in the balance. If we do not stand up and get these liberals out of office and get somebody who has at least a little bit of conservative value back in some positions of authority, our nation is gone. And everybody knows that, that has any understanding of what's happening. Oh, now, I want to hear from you. The lines are open. You can have this booklet. You can have this link. All you got to do is call 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Our local number is 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, and then email jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, I really want you to have that article. I want you to have the article. The name of it is "The Sodomite Perversion is Preparing the World for the Antichrist." Now, that is a biblical statement that there's no way, no way possible to doubt. That's a biblical statement that there's no way possible to doubt. If you believe the Bible, you take the book of Revelation, you take the other books like the book of Jude, the book of 1st, 2nd Peter, the book of 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, you take the Old Testament scriptures, multiplicity of them, and you believe the Bible, then you know there's going to be a rapture, there's going to be an Antichrist, there's going to be a 7-year tribulation period, and there's going to be a great millennial reign. And any of these writers who are writing from a post-millennial viewpoint, as Cain does, the Jewish rabbi, you need to understand that those books are dangerous. Those books are dangerous. And I may make a few enemies, but I have no choice but telling you the truth. I do not know anything to say but the truth. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. Can I make a statement, please?
I will sure let you make a statement if you can let me respond to you.
Yes, sir. Listeners, please, we need to keep this program on the air. Please make a monthly donation automatically from your bank. It is so important. That's my statement.
Well, you know, my dear friend, we do need people who will help us. And God has always made a way. This is my 41st year on this broadcast. God has always made a way. He's never let me have it easy. He's never put any extra padding in the pocket. He's never done any of that, and that's okay. He's met our need. And your kind words, I think, will maybe get somebody listening and somebody responding. I hope it does.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Can you, how about what I played that Barack Obama said? You believe he said that? George, you believe he said that?
Yes.
There's no doubt, is it? There is no doubt. And I watched that that little clip, and there's no way for somebody to say that was falsely done. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
You're my friend. Hey, call quickly. Call quickly. Let's don't waste no time. 17 minutes. I want you on the line. I want your question. Let me see if we got any internet questions here. Here we go. Let's see what this person said. The atheists are winning because nobody's buying into the fairy tale called religion. What? The atheists are winning because nobody's buying into the fairy tale called religion. How about that? That's another one of that. You know, I'm getting more and more Antichrist people calling this broadcast. That's really a bad sign, and it's a good sign. It's a good sign they're listening, and I'm glad of that, because they're going to hear the truth. They're going to hear that Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. He is the only Savior. You will either trust Him and believe on him, and he will come into your life and make you his, or you will be eternally lost, and you will spend eternity in a lake of fire. Now, I know that don't sound good, but I'm telling you the way it is. If you don't know Christ and you don't live for Christ, you haven't been born again, and you don't live this Christian born-again life once you've been born again, you're going to spend eternity in a lake of fire, and I don't want that for nobody out there. You may despise me to the core, but I still want you to be saved. I still love you. I'm telling you, I love you. There's no doubt. There's no doubt that this preacher man loves everybody out there, and I care. And all over the city of Charlotte, I especially pray that you'll get involved with the work of the Lord, and let's take this city back. Let's take this city back. And if you don't vote on November the 4th, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And if you don't vote a reasonable vote that is based on good biblical principles, because you know what those people stand for, you know what they're involved in. And I'm here to tell you, the Democrat Party has gone to hell. I mean, right here in America, they've gone to hell. The things they stand for, the direction they're going in, and look at Hillary Clinton, look at any of them you want to, and they're determined to kill the unborn children. They're determined to have same-sex marriage. They want to rule your life. I have a hard time believing that gentleman would try to deny what I just played that Barack Obama said. I want to send it to 10 million people. Will you help me? Everybody out there needs to send this program to somebody. Everybody you know. Get everybody you can think of listening. I mean, get them involved. It is imperative. It is imperative. If they can hear Barack Obama say this and look him in the face while he's saying it right on the screen, I'm making it available to you. You can see it, and you can look at it, and you will know when you look at it that it is for real. You'll know it as sure as I'm sitting here. You will know it when you look at it. Let's see if we have any others here. The election. All right, dear Dr. Chambers, I admire your conviction concerning preventing homosexual marriage. May God be with you whatever happens. Thank you there, Herb. A big email. I'll read that later. Do my best. Are there any others here? Want to hear from you? I want to hear from you. You are important. I've got some very mean ones. That's okay. Don't mind at all. Don't mind at all. I'm a kind gentleman. I know you don't like Obama, but isn't it true that God puts leaders in power? Could God have given us a weak leader as a judgment? I think that person is right. God gave it to us because of our carelessness, because of our sinfulness, because of our dead churches, because nobody's willing to take a stand. We get what we deserve when it comes to the political arena. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But do we just sit and play, and play Mary while it goes on? No, we take a stand. We stand up. We say, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is right. This is right. We get this old book out and we stand on it. I mean, that's where a Christian stands, is right here on this book. And when you have leaders, what did Jesus do when those evil leaders in his day, he called Herod an old fox? He turned over the money changers' table in the temple. He went into the temple and picked up a table, they say, would weigh 600 pounds and turned it over, grabbed a whip and drove those blasphemers out of the temple. Man, I've never done nothing that radical. I've never done nothing that radical. That was Jesus who did that. Don't you think it's time we took a stand? I'm here to tell you, I think it's time we took a stand. The sound on the radio is really rough. Well, I think I got that straightened out. I hope I did. I've got to have a new machine here. That's another reason that dear man who called a while ago asking for donations for this broadcast, that's the reason I need several thousand of you helping me, is so I can have a little better equipment. That thing is 25 years old, I guess, and it's got rough and rugged. I'm here to tell you that's okay. I don't mind. I mean, I'm right here hanging in there, doing my best. I want to hear from you now. I think I've got all the calls that have come in. Let me hear from you. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. The Antichrist is going to be an Assyrian. Now, that's a study worth your time. How the Bible makes it plain and how those people called the Assyrians are right now in ascendancy. Right now in ascendancy over in northern Iraq. Oh, they've been battered and beaten. Oh, they've been through some tough places, but God has them ready for their place on the world stage. And did you know during the thousand-year millennial reign that the Assyrians will be one of the three nations that rule the total Middle East? Assyria, Egypt, and Israel will rule the whole Middle East during the thousand-year millennial reign. Isn't that beautiful? That's because God planned it. God set it forth in His Scripture. And you can believe what God says. So you really need this article. It's all about that Assyrian Antichrist. It's very important. I want you to hear again the nature of the Antichrist and look around you and see how much of that nature is evident right now. Are you calling to get this? If you don't get this, what do I say to you? Why would you not want something that would really educate you? There ought to be hundreds of you calling 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. I want you to have it. I really do. I want to educate you. I want to get you ready for the coming of Christ. I want to get you involved in our city, in our nation, in the election processes. I want you to vote a good, solid, Bible-centered vote for somebody who will stand against abortion, for somebody who will stand against same-sex marriage, for somebody who will stand against all of the powers that our present administration is determined to have over your life. Oh, it is so important. It is so very important. You are important. Do you have a link? Well, I've already answered that one. Any other questions? What is your question? Well, I'm glad that one person called and disagreed with me today. I don't feel good when everybody agrees with me. I like to get some disagreements. Because I want my disagreeing people to listen, and I want them to learn. And they may teach me, because I don't know it all. I'm here to try to learn. Is somebody going to send me that whole article in which that excerpt came out of? That excerpt was as plain as the nose on your face. I looked at it. There's no way it was put together in a cheesy way. It really wasn't. And I hope you understand that, because I would not be involved in deceiving nobody. I would not be involved in deceiving nobody. Here are the nature of the Antichrist. He loves any religion except the teaching, the faith of the Holy Bible. He absolutely hates biblical Christianity. He loves any kind of vile behavior. He hates the Jews in Israel. He is a blasphemer and quick to blaspheme our God in heaven. He loves abortion, killing the unborn babies. He has a passion for sodomy. He is a persecutor of devoted Christians. And last of all, he is determined to control and rule other people and be a political system that tells the people what they do and what they don't do. Now, every bit of that is exactly what the Democrat Party has been standing for with Barack Obama now for nearly 6 years, unquestionably. And there's been some of that in the Republican Party. So you don't just vote for a man because he's a Republican or he's an independent or whatever. You vote for him because his values are right. His positions are right. He's a dependable gentleman, a gentle lady. I mean, you vote for people because they will represent your values. And I guess that's what many people do, because they have no values. They're given over to lustful living, to wicked living. They hate the Bible, they hate truths, and so they vote that way. Are there more of them in America than there are of us who believe the Bible? I understand that 60-some percent of North Carolinians believe that same-sex marriage is wrong. That was a survey that was taken recently, and it was 60-some percent. Did you know that the last survey I saw, over 60% of Americans are still committed to the King James Bible? To the dependable, infallible, trustworthy King James Bible. Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. You know, I think the problem's in the pulpit in many cases and not in the pews. And I know there's some weakness in the pews too, but I think one of the biggest problems is pulpits. Ministers are not willing to stand up and be counted. They ought to be screaming against this same-sex marriage thing. It shouldn't even be a matter of if. It should be a matter of what are they doing. Look at them. They are united together. They're ready to stop us. That's what they should be saying about us. That's what they should be saying about us. Now, grab your phone, and are you looking for Jesus to come? Could I end this program by talking to you about the rapture? What do you think has to happen before Jesus could split the skies, come to get his bride? Did you know that nothing has to happen? That Billy Graham's paper just said there is nothing that's got to happen to take place before the rapture. Nothing. I mean, we're just at the very moment. All he's got to do is tell old Gable to blow that trumpet. And I'm telling you, we're going to be out of here. When the trumpet toots, we're going to scoot. Did you hear me? We're going to be gone. And I can hardly wait to that blessed moment. Now, what can you do to know that you're ready? You can know that Christ is the Lord of your life. There's only one thing you got to do to be ready for that rapture. And that is surrender your total person to Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. Make sure you've been born again. Get in your Bible and live a Christ-centered life. A Christ-centered life. I beg of you to do that. It's a wonderful life. It's the most precious life in the world. I've been living a Christian life over 62 years now. Saved at 16. My wife and I have been married 59. Be 60 this coming June next year. Oh, it's been a wonderful trip. It's been a wonderful journey. We have loved the King of Kings. I've loved being on Open Bible Dialogue now 41 years. Can you believe that? Going into 42, I've been right here loving you, caring for you, bringing you the truth. Sometimes kind of animated. I get excited. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. It's really a delight to bring you the truth and to tell you what the Bible says and to tell you you can depend on the Bible. Do you hear me? You can depend on the Bible. Now, the line's still open. I don't know why you're not calling. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Do I have any more questions here on the email? Wouldn't want to miss anybody. You are very, very important to me. And I do my best to miss nobody. I really do. I really do. I do my best to miss nobody. You are important to me. I'm looking to make sure I've not missed anybody on the internet. If you have a question, I will do my best to answer you. I'm here to answer every question and to show kindness to every person. I really am. Everybody is important to me. Everybody is important to me. And I will do my best to show you nothing but kindness. Now, the Bible is true. The rapture takes place next. Then there will be a seven-year tribulation period. You heard me last Saturday. I told you that the throne of God will be set in the sky above, and the wicked, ungodly of this earth will look up and see him on his throne, and they will cry to the mountains and the rocks to fall on them. Hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne. You just have no idea what's coming. You have no understanding. If you've not been in this Bible, studying Revelation, studying the great truths of the Scripture concerning end time prophecy, if your preacher doesn't preach the book of Revelation, he doesn't preach the Antichrist, about the Antichrist, he doesn't preach about the seven-year tribulation period, he doesn't tell you what's going to happen on this earth, the darkness, he doesn't tell you the hell that's going to be poured out on this world, if he doesn't do that, he is missing his responsibility. I'm telling you, I really am. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers. You know, I'm from South Carolina, and our governor is running for re-election, Nikki Haley, the lady. Did you hear what one of her Democratic opponents had to say about her?
No, I did not.
He said he was speaking before some Democrats, some kind of function. He said, "I'm fixing to usher the whore out of the door." Well, then the next day, that started backing up on him, and he lied. He tried to recant that same. He said, "Well, that was a slip of the tongue. What I meant to say, I'm fixing to usher her out of the door." Now, he said exactly
what he called her a whore.
Called her a whore. He said, "I'm fixing to usher the whore out of the door."
Well, you know, and it's come home to haunt him, hasn't it?
I know. It's a sad time in the land, brother.
Is she a good woman as far as you're concerned?
She's supposed to be a Christian lady.
And boy, now he's in trouble if she takes that to the I mean, she could sue him over that.
Well, I know, and like I said, he.
I hope she don't. I just hope she wins big, and he knows how wrong he was, and I'm praying for good people to win anywhere. I cannot tell people how to vote, But I can sure tell them I'm not going to vote for Kay Hayden, the senator up here, because she's just, she's a Barack Obama stooge. That's all she is. She's a stooge to Barack Obama.
That's exactly right. And I'm glad you played that thing about Obama talking about can't govern themselves. You got to let a higher power do it for you, you know, like we're stupid.
Yeah, he said it plain. You got to have a sovereign, a complete power to rule your life. I mean, he couldn't have been plainer. And somebody trying to explain that away, I thought that was amazing. I couldn't help but laugh at that if it wasn't so serious. I want to send this to multiplied millions. Will you help me?
Yes, sir.
God bless you, sir. Now, anybody out there, you don't have this article, you need it. I'm here to tell you, you need that article. I hope you'll call. The ladies will stay right here, and they'll be taking care of you as long as you call, okay? As long as you call, they will take care of you. As long as you call, they will take care of you. And I want you to hear it all and to have the truth. Now listen, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Okay, jrc@paulcreek.org. I got to go. I got to leave you. I'm sorry. I don't want to leave you, but I got to go. God bless you. I love you. You're important to me. Very, very important to me. And God bless you. May the joy of the Lord be your strength.